Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, October 6th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stubbe.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the growing factionalism in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
Join the discussion for us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about factionalism in the ruling ZANU-PF party as the battle to succeed President Robert Mugabe hots up.
ZANU-PF could be headed for a devastating split ahead of the crucial 2018 general elections following the trading of barbs between senior party members. Addressing party supporters in Kutu on Saturday and speaking to reporters yesterday, Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa claimed he was poisoned and he attacked Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko for allegedly misrepresenting his remarks in Kutu, Masvingo Province.
Responding, First Lady Grace Mugabe yesterday shot down Mr. Mnangagwa's claims that he was poisoned, saying he was merely seeking sympathy. She said Vice President Mnangagwa was, and I quote, nothing but an employee of President Robert Mugabe. Mrs. Mugabe also warned some war veterans who are moving around threatening ruling party members that if Mr. Mnangagwa does not become the next leader, they will stage a coup.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Or you can actually follow us on Facebook, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. So, let's talk now.
Of course, these are the headlines that are in state and ZANU-PF leaning papers. The Herald, for example, had headlines this week such as Mnangagwa clarifies poisoning statement. And there was another story, Mpoko differs with Mnangagwa on poisoning. And another one, ED dismisses Gushungo dairy ice cream claims. These are the stories in the Herald that usually leans towards ZANU-PF. But we talk to the ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration, Dr. Ignatius Chombo, who is also the Minister of Home Affairs. And he said that, no, the party is not headed for a split. They are united and they hope that next year they will be able to defeat the opposition. He was actually saying that it will be another landslide victory. But of course, the political analysts are differing with Dr. Chombo, saying all is not well in the ruling ZANU-PF party. Gibbs.
Now, if I can give you a quote about what was actually said by the First Lady, you know, she says, quote, "We are being threatened day and night that when someone comes into power, they are going to kill us. We will not bow down to that pressure. Never. You will have to arrest all of us and lock us, all of us in jail so that you can rule. Who says everyone wants to rule? And there's an issue that someone is holding a gun on his hand and fighting alone at the same time. We don't want all that." End quote. So, meaning that, you see, the fire is really on here. And another quote was when she said, quote, "We must all agree as the party about who will take over. Not pointing guns at each other. Carrying bazookas? No." End quote. So, you know, there are so many of these things that the First Lady actually raised in that kind of a situation where she was. So, maybe the escalation of tension within the ruling ZANU-PF party is continuing. And we are yet to hear maybe the president is going to say something tomorrow.
Yes.
We don't know exactly what.
Yes, the president, of course, there's a ZANU-PF youth annual meeting at the party headquarters in Harare, and many are expecting that Mr. Mugabe will pronounce his position tomorrow. So expect fireworks as usual tomorrow. Now I think we have our two guests lined up. We have Dr. Ricky Mukonza, a political analyst, is based at Tshwane University of Technology. And we also have Mr. Fortune Mlalazi, who is also a political analyst based in Johannesburg. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Okay, so before starting, gentlemen, I'll read a certain quote from Mr. Mnangagwa, what he said, you know, yesterday. I quote, during the ordinary session of the Politburo held on 6 September 2017 and the ordinary session of the Central Committee held on the 8th of September 2017, I informed the meeting that my doctors had said that I was not food poisoned. I did not state that poison had been ruled out. It is most disappointing that a person at the level of my colleague, Vice President Comrade R.P. Mpogo, would misunderstand and misrepresent the statements made by His Excellency, the President R.G. Mugabe, and myself. Now, to start with, Mr. Mkonza. So, listening to what the Vice President was saying, does it mean that there's so much suspicion among these two Vice Presidents that they can end up actually insulting each other, like what I've been reading right now?
Thank you very much. I think you are very right. There is so much suspicion between the two vice presidents. And as a matter of giving background to the whole issue, we are aware that ZANU-PF at this very moment is divided into two factions, if not more. One faction being the one that is commonly referred to as Lacoste, and is said to be led by Vice President Mnangagwa, and the other faction is commonly referred to as G40, and its leader is not really pronounced, but others think that, you know, it's being led by the First Lady. And with that kind of, you know, setup, you have Honorable Vice President Mnangagwa belonging to Lacoste, and Vice President Mpoko being thought to belong to G40. So there is a, before you even go to this issue that we are talking about, we have some prior knowledge that these people belong to two different factions. Now, coming to the issue that you have just alluded to, indeed, what Vice President Mnangagwa said seemed to demonstrate that you know, there is, you know, differing of views and opinion between the two vice presidents. And Honorable Mnangagwa clearly demonstrated when he wrote his whatever he wrote. So I'm concurring with the view that you have put across, that, you know, these two vice presidents seem to be at war with each other.
But, Dr. Mkonza, is this not vintage, Mr. Mugabe? Is this not how he survives? You know, there are always factions in ZANU-PF that are fighting, and he remains in control.
That's correct. It's a strategy that Mugabe has used over and over again to survive in ZANU-PF. You would remember that in the past you'd have the Muzenda faction in Mashingo and the Jobgo faction. You would also remember that around 2004, you would have the Mnangagwa faction and the Mujuru faction. And now you have the G40 faction and the Lacoste faction. So what that does is it allows the different ZANU-PF leaders to fight amongst themselves and leave Mugabe with some kind of, the godfather kind of position to come in and begin to. But you know what I seem to find very different from this the current struggles that you find in ZANU-PF is you have Mugabe for the first time taking positions and siding with one faction. Mugabe most of the times finds himself siding with G40. And another thing that we need to take into account is that G40 has Mugabe's wife as one of the key members. And you can't separate a man from his wife. So now it's a bit tricky. It's not like in the past where Mugabe would have, distant interests in the factional wars. In what you find now is a situation where Mugabe has, is just too close to these struggles because of the involvement of his wife.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mkonza. Please do stay on the line. Do we have Mr. Mlalazi?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Now, what is your take on these factional fights in ZANU-PF?
Well, what we need to look at is that ZANU-PF has always been divided. We have always had factions for a long time. As my colleague here is saying, there is a difference this time around. Remember, previously when all these factions, they faced a common enemy in form of a strong opposition. So they would fight and fight, and remember that power will go, we still have a strong opposition that is coming. So they will unite based on those. But now that we have an almost weak opposition or a very weak opposition, they have escalated their internal fights. And also, let's look at the difference that has been there before, is that you had all these factions but reporting to one individual in form of Robert Mugabe. So at that time, the center could hold. But now we have come to a point where the center cannot hold. And you've got the brave people in the Mnangagwa faction that are defiant. Not Mnangagwa himself, because Mnangagwa is shown to be a spineless person. Remember the Dinyane debacle where he failed to defend his supporters, and some of them were expelled, including Jonathan Moyo. But now you have strong people that are determined. And from what we are reading, you also have the army chiefs that support him and are seriously behind him. If you heard from the tone of the first lady talking about guns, that was a clear message that indicated that the army somehow has taken a position. So that is the challenge that we have. In terms of the vice president's having a public state, look, it is a clear indication that we have a serious problem in terms of leadership. These are people that have been in government for a long time. As for Emmerson Mnangagwa, he has been in government for a very long time, and Report Mpogo has been a diplomat. But this is how they handle themselves. There is no more diplomacy anymore. That is an indication that the problems are huge, the problems are gigantic, the problems will not be solved. We are going to see an implosion this time around.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about growing factionalism in ZANU-PF. Tinemterere kutanga Mkoma Obet, Makadi. Mkoma Obet? Mwamundi zwaere?
Ya, tirikunzwa iyi.
Okay. Taurai tinzwe. Muri kuona sei bata murefu bata mupfupi iri muZANU-PF?
Pane makakatamwa zvokwadi. Pakashata.
Asi munoona ichipera senyaya.
Yeah, inyaya inonetsa. Zvoda kuti vanhu vakamira mira vanyatsoona kuti zvinake zvakaita zvemunyika medu. Manje miyazo zvadhi zvichanaka zvika. Aya, zvinonetsa manje.
Pari kutaurwawo nyaya yekuti yowe vamwe vangazoene futi amuonere kuti zvikasagadziriswa panogona kuita kurwisana chaiko.
Ya, ndizvo chaizvozvo, pakasatogadziriswa panogona kutozopedzisira vanhu vakutoita kurwisana. Zvakanyanyisa zvekutoti vanhu vanopatozodeuka zvakaita seropa.
Asi angagadziriswa
pachine nguva.
Ndiani angagadzirise nyaya uye ingagadziriswa sei semaone renyu?
Ndine umwe wangu ari pedyo anokwanisa kumbotaurawo nemi mamiriro ezvinhu zvakaita seizvizvi.
Ngauye tona anonzi ani?
Orait, anonzi.
Hello.
Makadii?
Tinofara baba, mukutaura naNgoma Patrick.
Oh, Ngoma Patrick, zviri sei Ngoma Patrick?
Aiwa, ini ndinofara chaizvo.
Right, Ngoma Patrick, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Zvingagadziriswa sei zviri kuitika muZanu PF?
Zviri kuitika muZanu PF inoanguka. Ndemwoyo wangu nemafarana achiita nanchitoti dai zvinhu zvatoramba zvichidaro mune makakatsana vayo. Izvi kana dai mukusvika nguva yedu yemaelectioni ka zvinenge zvakanaka pakuti ivo vanenge vachipokana zvavanokwanisa kana kuti vabatanidze zvicharamba zviramba nekuti hapana chavanenge vachibuditsa.
Asi ka vamwe vanoti makuru ndemamwe kana zvasvika pazvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka vanogona kubatana voita chirirango.
Chiri rangu ii pamaonero andaita ne ndaona inini apa zvatotora kunetsa nekuti ndichiona nemalastiki pandakamboona zvakare news dzichibuda netsamba yakabva kuna Misimboko kandakaona kuti mamira zvakatoita handimboone zvichifa zvakamira muzvenhu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Patrick.
Ya, tinofara kuti tiri kuno kwatiri tichibatawo pfungwa dzatinenge tichiwanawo zvishoma nezvishomo nekuti tiri chihwo chekuti tigonewo kuti tisvike kumba tigonovhotawo zvega tichiona zvinhu zvezvi zvingachinjiwo sei.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Saka muri kupi South Africa, Botswana?
Ndokwatiri South Africa.
Oh, muri kuJoni?
Ehe.
Okay, chero musingaiti chita ana muJoburg, munovaziva kana muJoburg vataimboverenga mumabhuku ayo aya vakabva vachonera Joni vakazouya vakabata bhachi chete.
Nditoni kuitani ndoreeaoogara ndiriwosaini zvekuti apa last week handitoriwo kumba zvakare.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Gibbs with Obet there and later on Patrick. Obet is saying it's clear that all is not well in ZANU-PF and something must be done because there's a likelihood that there might actually be bloodshed. And when I asked him about a possible solution, he handed over the phone to Patrick, who he claims has got all the answers.
Yeah.
And Patrick's answer was that he would want ZANU-PF to continue fighting, is that will weaken the party. And then, of course, I hope what he's saying is that that will also mean that the opposition will have a chance to win the election. So he's saying that whatever is happening in ZANU-PF, if you stay close to a cemetery, you cannot be mourning for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Let them fight.
So now let me go back to Dr. Mkonza. So Dr. Mkonza, you heard what the last caller was saying. He says the escalating fights in ZANU-PF are good for the opposition. But let's be honest, is it good really for the opposition?
Thank you very much once again. While is the fight in ZANU-PF surely weaken the position of the ruling party, I'm not too sure whether the opposition at this very moment are in a good position to take advantage of the weaknesses of the ruling party. I'm saying this because you have an opposition that is not united also. You know, you have an opposition that is dilly-dallying over alliance issues. You have an opposition that without necessarily being insensitive, that he is a leader in Morgan Tsvangirai who's health is, you know, really, you know, not in, in a good state. You have an opposition that is equally in disarray.
Mm-hmm.
So, while yes, it is true that the fights in ZANU-PF are weakening the party, they are weakening, you know, what some scholars call the, you know, elite, you know, hegemon. I'm not too sure whether opposition, our opposition in Zimbabwe, are in a good position to take advantage of these weaknesses that we are seeing in the ruling party.
Mm-hmm.
But probably if I may bring in another dimension,
what have you done to that kid?
Right, if I may bring in another dimension,
uh-huh.
You know, in all this that we are seeing,
uh-huh.
There is not even a mention of what the ruling party, which has governmental powers,
uh-huh.
is going to do for the people. We have an economy that is at its weakest. We have people who are, a majority of people who are unemployed. We have, you know, things that are in disarray in the country. But the ruling party is not focusing on, you know, on correcting all those ills that are in our country. It is focusing on power games. So mm-hmm. so we have a big crisis in Zimbabwe. That's a dimension that I think we mostly miss in all these factional fights within the ruling party.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a dimension that deserves to also be discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you so much. Let's take a caller in Botswana. We've got a caller on the line. Sakubona baba kumbe umama.
Unkosi baba ukuthi kunjani?
Oh, unkosi kunjani mfowethu?
Hayi angazi ukuthi usuzondelani baba.
No, unkosi kayangazani mina ngasithe ngxeswa anti wantu umuntu ngaye eGoli kumbe aye eHaveron. Uyageuka lo. Makhona abageuka.
Hayi, akeza ke ngigeuka eStudio 7. Ngageuka kwezindawo khona eStudio 7.
Yes, so akutsho ke udaba lolu bona nje.
Right, mina Dube, I always refer these things back.
Mm.
In ZANU-PF, it's not the first time when they had these squabbles fighting each other, stretching each other. It's not the first time.
Mm.
It has been happening since before independence. And people must not be very excited to see them fighting, because then they've got a mechanism that will work for them when it comes to elections.
Mm-hmm.
That is why they are not worried about this infighting. People might think that ZANU-PF is worried. That's why Chombo was saying they know they will win elections. But mm-hmm. in real effect, in a situation like this, you cannot expect to win elections when you are divided in such a way that someone has got his own constituency, where he has got his own stronghold.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, you come back to a situation whereby they know they've got Makarawe on the line,
mm-hmm.
who's going to work for them, make them win elections. They don't need to campaign, these guys. They don't need to disclose to anyone. They don't need to demonstrate anything to anybody, because they've got their own mechanism ready for them to win the elections, regardless of how many people would have voted for the opposition as much as they can. But already, they know they've won the election. So people must not be very excited. Forget about ZANU-PF squabbles, because they are trying to draw away our attention from the elections and focus on them when they know they've got their own mechanism that will make them win elections. So people must just shy away. They must leave them fight. Let us concentrate on things that are building the country, because ZANU-PF has failed. If we concentrate on their squabbles, it is not going to help us anywhere. We need to be focused on some other very important issue. ZANU-PF fighting is not important.
Mm-hmm.
It is not, because even if they are not fighting, they are doing nothing for the country. So let's just forget about them. We focus on how the opposition is going to tackle the elections. It is high time now that the very same opposition is speeding up and taking up the campaign, so that when it gets to elections, at least there will be some reaping. Maybe it might be very difficult to reap because when you've got a very big number that they have voted to you, it becomes very, very difficult to reap elections.
Mm-hmm.
But like I'm saying, they've got their own mechanism ready. They are not even campaigning.
Mm.
They are not even worried about this corpus. They are not even worried about who's going to vote for them. Because they know already they've got Rita Makarawe who's going to vote and count the ballot boxes and announce the results. Everything is Rita Makarawe. Finally, I want to advise this lady, Rita Makarawe, that if she doesn't handle these elections properly, there will be a very serious chaos. That I can tell you now from the look of things. There will be a very serious chaos. And the blood that will be shed because of Rita Makarawe failing to do the proper things on the elections, it will be upon her hands. She will be responsible for any chaos, any genocide that will take place. She will have to face the rule of law because she would have facilitated that to happen. Those are the ways that she must.
Yeah.
She must think twice. It's either to rig elections or to prevent people from fighting. Because I can tell you, no one is happy. No one willing to accept the elections already now. So she must be very, very vigilant. Not to abuse her position to manipulate the system and give the power to ZANU-PF when it has lost the power, because there will be very serious chaos in the country.
Thank you. Thank
she
you.
Will be the main cause of that chaos anyway.
That is Mr. Nkosi. He is in Haveron, that is Botswana. So he said what he said there. I think Limzula Lape Koluma. Yes, that is probably a blessing.
Tinemu Mtereri, Professor Moyo Magadi.
Tipo Magadi, wewe.
Aiwa, tiripo, tipe ufungwa zeni.
Ya, nyei panapa, usanite vukuni dambu ziko mbesa. Ravasi ngatari sikutambura kuja maZimbabwe. Chiva ipapo dambu ziko mberi kuna amai wanoshiki amai venyika. Nekuti avasi kutarisa kuti ndume ndiari pachigaro ndiari panyanga anova ndi anofanira kugadzira matambudziko emavhipi ake mairi aya zvichakonzera kuti vamunangagwa vakanzi vaitwa zvakaitwa mbezi mujuru zvekudzingwa mubato zvichapa matambudziko achawedzera nokuti tikatarisa pane yavanoti G40 ina amai kozotinla kosi yamunangagwa iyi yamunangagwa ichakodzera kuti vamunangagwa kanzi vadzingwa zvakaita maimujuru zvichaita kuti iyezvo zvine mavheti akatandaniswa ana mutsvangwavo vari kuzviti varipo emamovheti zviri pamutemo vari kubatwa neseri kworuoko apo vari kurutirwa rating nacost tichiri papo zvekare amai vari kukanganwa kuziva kuti ivo ndivo vane G40 haina murume wavo purezidendi zvichakonzera zvekare kuti ivo ndivo vari kusimudza muromo vachimunangagwa zvadai zvichapa nokuti mukatarisa izvozvo mauto ese ari kudii rutirwa munangagwa zvichapa dambudziko zvekare izvozvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Havasi kutarisa kuti vanhu vari kutambura zvakanyanyisa. Makamani ari kuvhara, indastri iri kuvhara, munyika musina mari. Vange vaguta vachijovaka. Vakaguta vofunga zvanofunga nokutoropodza uyu watiunongedza uyu. Isu tichingosafa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru, Professor Moyo, nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Gibbs, you heard what he's saying. He's essentially saying that unfortunately what is happening is that if two elephants fight, it's the grass that suffers. So he's saying ordinary Zimbabweans are suffering while ZANU-PF is engaged in these internal fights, and he's saying that that must stop because everyone is starving.
Yes, siya kubaba ke umlalazi ngesindebele sibili baba umlalazi ubona ngazani ke nxa sokume kunje kulapho yini ukuthi umnanga kwa axotshwe kubanjalo ezanu PF kumbe yabe lokho khona elengalenga khona
zimbili izinto mnumzana ezingenzakala and zonke ziphosebe ukuthi ukhumbule ukuthi laba bantu ba believer ebuthakathini nanku phela libona ukuloyana kuyenzakala uzethe omnye segijimiselwe ngapi ngenxa yokuthi useloyiwe mhlawumbe loyo ngokudla mbene loyo ngecarcident kumbe nenyamalele nje bayazi njalo ukuthi ngezikhathi zokuloya ulakho ukuvuka uhambe uyexolisa into yakho ninyathe nyathelwe kube sokulungile umnanga kwangene lisuthi akwenze ngokuyazi indlela umgaba operator ngayo ube vele khona isikhathi sonke engomunye umuntu angahamba ebusuku ayexolisa indaba yakhe ibisilungiswa sibabonile abaningi kusenzakala bexolelwa okhaya moyo bekelwa nje bekhona phana lanxa basebe siba lamakhanda amakhulu and then esivili esingaziyo ukuthi umnanga kwangaba yindoda sivili eqinileyo engazimela ithi mina sengikholwa kulokhu ngihamba labo mthwanga abalamakhanda athisayo abamayo bathi asingeke sivume so zenezi izinto zombili zilakho ukuthi zenzakale umnanga kwaphethe exoshiwe nxa kuthi abe edicide ukuthi aqinise ikhanda kodwa esimene sesikuso lesi ngibonangani sesifike komlindo uyacina izibonakaliso zokuthi umbuso usumphelele umnangagwa hayi sezisegcekeni ungavele uzwe lwana mama okuthiwa ngu-first lady esekhuluma ngalana ndlela kusho ukuthi kuningi abangasitsheli khona so ke I think asilinde nini ikusasa lapho umgabe azabe ehlangana khona labentsha yezano sizwe ukuthi uza kuthini isikhathi esiqakathekileyo ofanele silalele kakhulu kodwa-ke ngike ngibuyele embambijana okwathintathintwa ngabanye lapha bethi nxa besilwa kanje pho abantu bezimbabwe basurvivor bathini kulokuthi babe bedingela abantu imisebenzi lokuvusa i-economy khonokho kuvele kakukho kunjongo yezanu sisukela nge-independence injongo yabo yayinye inye kuphela eyokubhidliza lokulutha konke okukhona ngoba ungananzela ukulwa kwangukhona lamhlanje kungenxa yokufuna ukuqhubeka belutha so ke abantu bezimbabwe kufanele bakhohlwe ngokuthi zanu iza kuba lohlelo lokuvuselela amaindastri lokwenza konke ukuthi umnotho usukume lokhu kabangeke bakwenze bona engani bafunga ngo-1980 ukuthi bona bafuna ukubhidliza izimbabwe so asikubhekeni ngaleyo ndlela
Yes, there was a Kurge Mlala Zubombe Konapo Unaika Chanabab. So all what he's saying is that you know, when the first lady utters such issues, you know, in public, there could be something behind the scenes that people don't know. So at the end of the day he says, let's wait and hear what the president is going to say tomorrow. Maybe it's deeper than what people are thinking of. So the first lady breathing fire could be some big fire coming, you know. You never know.
Now, Dr. Mkonza, before we go to our next caller, is it easy to kick out Mnangagwa?
Very much. I think it's for ZANU-PF, we have learned that it's easy to kick out anyone. We saw it with Mayim Juru. Mayim Juru, if you follow ZANU-PF politics closely, if you were following ZANU-PF closely, Mayim Juru had the support of almost all the provincial chairpersons of ZANU-PF. But she was kicked out and she walked away with just with her colleagues, and that was it. And my take is that it's very easy to kick away Mnangagwa and a few others who feel strongly about him. And Mnangagwa, the next 2-3 years will be nothing. Why is it that is it like that? It's because the power structures in ZANU-PF are such that Mugabe is ultimately all the powers. That is why he moved away from having deputies being elected at Congress, and he appoints them now. Mm-hmm. So if, in fact, my argument is that Mamjuru was in a better position than Mnangagwa, because Mamjuru was an elected vice president, mm-hmm. and Mnangagwa is an appointed vice president. Mm-hmm. And it's actually very easy for Mugabe to get rid of Mnangagwa with the current setting. Mm-hmm. So it's totally easy. Those who say Mnangagwa will be difficult to deal with don't understand the power dynamics in ZANU-PF. Mm-hmm. Mugabe is ZANU-PF, and he can do as he wishes. Mm-hmm. And what we then see now, because of the coming in of his wife, is that Mugabe is no longer talking much. Mm-hmm. In terms of these squabbles, he is sending his wife. Those who listen carefully, when Mugabe speaks, when Grace speaks, she speaks on behalf of her husband. Grace does not speak on her own. I think if we understand this you know, dimension, then we are able to, you know, understand ZANU-PF political dynamics at this point in time more clearly. Grace is not her own person. She speaks on behalf of her president. And what she said about Vice President Mnangagwa is exactly what Mugabe feels about Mnangagwa right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Mkonza. Please do stay online. Regatende unengu mtereri. Mkoma tawanda magadi.
Tupala magadi zengi.
Ai watiripo zedu. Mkoma tawanda tipe ukungwa zengi.
Right. Ini kwa makakata mwari muza mtio. Mm-hmm. Ili wangu komenda uti. Magada mwawa zeario. Nanzo wa muta ure ambopura angancho wa uti. Pano ite strategy ya ku na kudrawa attention hebo opposition kuti watanze kwa wari makangani kuti wari pabasa uro kutivo vaza fatewa. Asi those conflicts ya rieo. Makakata mwari chokwa bia kuto itika. So it's a cause to pass out to celebrate our overseen. Mm-hmm. But still, we have to reposition ourselves as a matter of one woman. We may not be in a position to take advantage of that conflict. Mm-hmm. So the overseen for now, even for now, is a position. It can't be able to take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. So the conflict with Joshua is real. And there's no doubt about that. So this time,
I want to note in the school room, Koma Tawanda.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gives you Ed what Tawanda is saying there. He's saying that if a monkey eats grass instead of bananas, it's a goat. So he says the conflict is real. You know, if it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, then it's a duck.
Yeah. So we've got so many people blessing that are sending messages on Facebook. And one of those is Max Manika, who says, true, infighting in ZANU-PF is good for the whole country. Then Johnson Mahoney says, even the opposition, they're fighting, so we don't know what is going on. And then we've got another person who says, you are right, Nkosi, in Botswana. You really hit it, my bra. Then another person, Crispin Madare, says, from Botswana, that's a fact, obviously. There's a lot that is happening. People cannot fold their arms and watch ZANU-PF fighting. In fact, they should go to Zimbabwe and register to vote so that we kick ZANU-PF out of power. Then we've got on the Ndebele page some people that are actually sending their messages as well.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Gary Twala Jackson, who says, Linjani keeps scoring up. Labala Leli, Siapila Jackson, Singaziwe, Nokonangapo. Rubos City, Zikrobo, let's always share all these kind of live streams. Thank you so much, Jackson, for saying that. The same is said by Sakile Liline, who writes, Ngabayalwa, Baketane, Iko, Eng Tanda Kona, Eng Kape Okozi. I'm happy that Amai is doing a great job to make sure that ZANU-PF is fighting. That's another dimension there.
Mm-hmm.
So, do we have anything on
Facebook? On Facebook, on the Shona page, we have Tembelihle Moyo, Arguti Tse, Pajozi. Then we have Taurai Mudamburi from Cape Town, Tapinda. Thank you so much. Maxo Dewa, Arguti Tse, but video, high school player. There might be a technical problem according to him. I don't know if it's the same for everyone, but that's the only complaint I'm seeing. Nathan Chicks, Comrade Geraldine Fraser, Anoti, watching you guys as usual, loud and clear, all the way from Alberton, Johannesburg, South Africa. Crispin Makonese, Arguti Trigukuonai, Colin Chuma, Mvura, Kanaichiuya, Inotinira, Kanaichienda, Inotinirazwe. Lorraine Tazwida, Anoti Tishikeo. We also have Liba Maposa, Arguti Agepe, Tototai, Mativa Varida, Arguti Utini, then Gideon Makovaza, Mahuka Zuva. Arguti ZANU-PF is used like a tissue paper by President Robert Mugabe. He always calls havoc whenever there is a forthcoming annual meeting where he thinks he will be challenged. Farai Maruzane, Arguti Ndapinda. Gibson Madani Rechireva Arguti Munasinga Nzwanani Navam Gabe Ariwe ZANU-PF. Ndiye Arguzo Sunungura Ndiye Akuzo Sunungura Vanave Zimbabwe. We also have Adam Babu and others who continue to read some of these messages. Gibbs.
Yes, blessing. We've got some more people here who read as we continue. But Professor Jonathan Moore posted a Twitter message yesterday, and he said, I quote, "This, I was poisoned, I was not poisoned, Nangawa's statement, is an example of desperate dog whistle politics. Even fools are not fooled." Mr. Dr. Mkonz.
Yes, yes, sir.
So you heard what Professor Jonathan Moore wrote on Twitter. Can I repeat that again?
Yes, you can repeat it.
So he said, quote, "This, I was not poisoned, Mnangagwa's statement is an example of desperate dog whistle politics. Even fools are not fooled." Your comment on that?
Yes, Professor Jonathan Moore is simply telling the vice president that, you know, we all heard what you said. He's saying what you said was a direct challenge on what the President Mugabe said. Because you remember President Mugabe gave a narrative about what went wrong with Vice President Mnangagwa. And Vice President Mnangagwa, I mean, at the memorial service of the late Shwai Maofa, gave his own version, which he is now trying to explain. Now, one simple rule in politics, when the leader speaks, you don't clarify, especially when you have a strong man like President Robert Mugabe. And Vice President Mnangagwa did exactly that. And that was his blunder. And if you could tell from the words, I want you to understand what Professor Jonathan Moore is saying and what Mugabe said. There is a line, there's a line of similar thinking in what they said. Mugabe is saying, no, you think I want to poison you, and Jonathan Moore is saying something close to that. So Vice President Mnangagwa, no matter how he tries to explain, but he tacitly contradicted President Mugabe. He tacitly contradicted President Mugabe, and that is the crime that is going to suffer from where I'm sitting, and I'm thinking Vice President Mnangagwa is going to be made to take the Maimjuru route. He is going to be shown the door out of ZANU-PF. That's my prediction. It may be right or it may be wrong, but with the current, overtones that we hear from key people like Maim Gabe, from Professor Jonathan Moyo, who are quite close to the president at the moment, we may see Vice President Mnangagwa being chucked out of ZANU-PF.
Thank you very much. And stay on the line. Do you want to say something before I take a call?
Maybe let's bring in Mr. Mlalandize. What's your take on all this?
Yeah, it's quite an interesting dynamic that is happening, especially when you're looking at the tweets by Jonathan Moyo. I think one fundamental mistake or fatal mistake that Emmerson Mnangagwa has done. If you would remember that over the years, Mnangagwa has always been seen as a dangerous crocodile, someone who's always quiet and you don't know what the Ngwena is thinking, which made him have lots of power. But unfortunately, he, because of lack of wisdom, the moment Mnangagwa started talking and replying on these things, he then had that disadvantage. Because now people would know where his weakness is. And that is exactly what has happened. You read the statement, you listen to his press conference, he is confused. He's confusing matters. Hence, Jonathan Moyo now has a field day over Mnangagwa. So that's the weakness that he has developed now, that he wants to reply, he wants to clean himself and publicly embarrass himself, like what happened at the airport. Unlike before, he was known as a very quiet and vicious crocodile that has always been unpredictable.
But isn't it that the First Lady actually challenged him to do that? Because remember, at the Bindura rally, the First Lady said there are many things that are being said about Mnangagwa, and he is not commenting. And of course, the President also alluded to the fact that one of the reasons why he is not seeing eye to eye with Professor Moyo is the reason that he did not defend Professor Moyo when he was expelled from the party. But Professor Moyo was attending a meeting that was to actually lead to Mnangagwa succeeding President Robert Mugabe.
Well, in fact, the reason why the First Lady had to say Mnangagwa respond was the fear or the unpredictableness of Mnangagwa to say, why is this guy so quiet? They were not sure at that time of what this guy is capable of doing until he opened his mouth. Then they saw that, no, this is not a crocodile, it's actually a lizard. If you remember, Jonathan Moyo started saying that, and Mahoka said it's a duckie, meaning that it's a duck, it's not even a crocodile. Because he had started talking. The moment you start talking, people will then see your weakness, which is where Mnangagwa's problem is now, that he has been viewed as a very weak person, unlike what they thought before. They thought he is a very dangerous person who's always quiet. And you know naturally people that are quiet are very dangerous. But the moment someone opens their mouth, you actually see that they are just a weak individual.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
Hello, Baba Lapake. What's up, Tungwen? Kumbe kumama. What's up, Tungwen? Kunap.
Hey, Mbongeni.
Yeah, Mbongeni, kunjani baba?
Hey, siyaphila baba.
Yeah, ukuphuma Mbongeni.
Hey, eGoli.
Kunjani eGoli kona?
Hayi, ayi right eGoli hayi. Iyani internet izolo imvuzo.
Yebo phela.
Eh,
akusethu ubona njani udaba lolu?
Ah, udaba lolu likaMnangagwa lolusolo lukhulu kakhulu lolu. Uyazi lolu daba mangala ufanisa nenyama ebolileyo, uyabona inyama ebolileyo engasaphekekiyo ukuthi njani mlungu enukela abantu. I think uMnangagwa sengimfanisa le nyama esinikela iZanu PF. UMnangagwa mina ngendlela engibona ngayo ulakho ukuxotshwa kubadlala eZanu PF because sebekhathele ngaye, uyabona. So kukudala lokhu kukhulunywa ngodaba likaMnangagwa. Njalo uMnangagwa ngendlela engibona ngayo la vele sekhulumela leyo nto vele kokuthi noma engaxotshwa akalandaba, uyakubona lokho. Njalo iZanu PF nayo inziso kunzima kakhulu ukuthi vele ngenza kanjani, ngoba vele ayisekho enye indlela yokuthi angathatha enye indlela ngaphandle kokuthi Mnangagwa bamkhiphe nje kuphela. Ayisekho nje ngendlela engibona ngayo mina, ngoba sekunzima kakhulu. Kudala lokhu kukhulunywa ngodaba lakho Mnangagwa ukuthi bangenza kanjani ngaye. Mnangagwa kubhizi lokhu kukhulunywa ngaye, kukhulunywa ngendaba yakhe nale, kukhulunywa ngendaba yakhe nale. Indlela engibona ngayo Mnangagwa sekugcineni, sekusekugcineni nje kulakho nje ukuthi bamise, noma engabe le khawa enganani koZanu PF, kodwa akasasebenzi kahle nabo nje sokuseduze ukuthi nje bamxoshe into nje phela enkulu thina kuyasijabulisa kakhulu mangabe izano phezu senza kanje ngoba sokubonisa ukuthi ilakho kudliwa kukhetho ngoba nabo ama-supporters abo bezano phezu balakho kungamvoteli umgabe kodwa behamba naye uyakubona lo
ye kodwa ubona zani kodwa udaba lonxasa ukhangele luyaphetha ngani
vele lona soluphethile ngoba ngendlela engibona ngayo umnankagwa yena uzophetha kuphela ukuthi umnankagwa bamxoshe kuphela isekho nje ngendlela yikho nje kuphela umnankagwa uzophuma and kuzophuma abantu abaningi uzane ukuphefu kuphela ayikho nje ngendlela mangabe nje umsikabe efuna ukuthi aqhubeke lokhu into zimhambela kahle ukuthi kuphela axoshe umnankagwa and kuzekala lokhu kuphuma abantu futhi ngoba ma ungenzanga njalo kuzophenduka ukuthi into ezane ukuphefu iyaphenduka nje ukuthi ngabadlwane nje kuphela uyabona so ngathi into zabantwana everyday bakhuluma into eyi-1 yokulwa kuphela nje into engiyibonayo into ekhona ukuthi umnankagwa baza kuxosha eluzophuma labantu abaningi umnankagwa
hawu boni-ke mnumzana Mbongeni siyabonga kakhulu ngapho khonapho kodwa
lapha elokhu ngane esowethu
hayi kulungile kakhulu sibongile baba e
ngiyabonga baba
so that is Mbongeni is saying you know Mr. Mnankagwa is now like some rotting flesh you know mm-hmm. If there's rotting flesh among you, you know what happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, but ultimately he believes that he'll be fired. And he doesn't care anymore. He wants to go, maybe, mm-hmm. according to him. Because he says, they've been talking about this issue for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Now maybe it's the time to act and actually let him go.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they say if a cop stays for too long, it will chase away mourners. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what the caller is saying there. Mm-hmm. Let's go back. Kuna todzoka kwa muri Dr. Mukonza. Tichi tarisa iwo mapisha-pisha arimu ZANU-PF. Vamu gabe ndo wakadzika vacha kukudza sarudzo waka mirira bato gore rinouya. Ko chiji kuita kuti paite kunetsana kwa kadai.
Maita enyu azulu. Tinoziva tose kuti vamu gabe wakwegura. Uye vamu gabe 2018 kunogona kuita kure atitonge edu nekuti hatisi vana mwari asi nekukwegura kwaita vamugabe panogona kuita vacancy vapresidenti yezanu pf neyenyika anytime and vanhu vese kusanganisira even vari pedo pedo navamugabe mai mugabe vanozviziva izvozvo ndosaka pari kuita makwishu-kwishu ese atiri kuona aya pane kufungidzira kwekuti pane mukana wekuti vamugabe vangangoda kutsiviwa sapuresident wezanu pf newenyika saka munhu wese ari kuzviona izvozvo asi nekuda kwemamiriro ezvemasimba muzanu pf nezvematongerwo ezanu pf imhosva huru huru kuratidza kuti uri kuda chigaro chavamugabe ivo vachitongoripo saka ndosaka muri kuona zvese zviri kuitika vese vari kurwa ava havasi kurwa nekuti vanoda stereki president mugabe kana kuti inyaya yekuziva kuti pane mukana wekuti president mugabe pangangoita mukana saka ndonyaya hombe iripo wazulu tingataure zvimwe zvese asi pane kamukana kari kuonekwa nemunhu wese apa muzanu pf imomo
tinotenda zvikuru
Yeah, let me go to Mr. Mlalazi briefly. Mr. Mlalazi, two quick questions. What is going to happen if Mnankagwa is expelled, taking into account that is linked to war veterans and security forces? Then secondly, will he attend tomorrow's event in Bulawayo? You know that there is this youth interface rally. Just those two questions.
Yeah, I think it's a very difficult one for Mnankagwa at this stage. I would think Mnankagwa will be very brave tomorrow and attend the Bulawayo meeting so that he can minimize
the meeting is in Harare, just to clarify, it's the annual youth, ZANU-PF youth meeting that is at the party headquarters. The Bulawayo one, I don't think they have a date yet.
Well, he might put up a brave face and go so that he minimizes the damage. There is less damage when he is present. But if he doesn't go, to be detrimental for him not to do so. And then when Mnangagwa is, in case he's then pushed out of ZANU-PF,
mm-hmm.
there are two things that are likely to happen, that the strongholds such as Midlands and Masvingo will totally rebel against the party, and then that will cause a serious, serious challenge for ZANU-PF, and it will be an advantage for the people of Zimbabwe. Secondly, if him being the coward that we know, he might be pushed out and then decide to keep quiet, because you know there is a tendency in ZANU-PF that the moment you are out, we then open up files of the things that you did while in government, and there are quite a number of those things that they did. If you would remember, one of the things that Jonathan Moyo and Mpogo were trying to push with the Kukura Hundi issue, where they were saying it was basically Mnangagwa responsible, not President Mugabe. So he will face those challenges if he's kicked out of ZANU-PF. Unless and until he does what I said, where you go during witchcraft hours and apologize and assure them that I'm going to just disappear and go and stay in Kwekwe to my farm and not participate in any politics you guys have won and stuff like that, which is also unlikely because he's got very strong supporters. Some are in the army, as you are mentioning, and some are veterans. Some are ordinary members of ZANU-PF that are seriously pushing. And some have been expelled and they are very bitter. They want to return to ZANU-PF. And their only ticket to return is Emmerson Mnangagwa. So those are the scenarios that we are likely to have.
Mm-hmm. Pleasant.
Uh-huh. Let's go back to Dr. Mkonza. And Dr. Mkonza, what should be done? Because I think everybody was thinking that when Maim Juru was ousted and Mnangagwa was appointed, he was a shoe-in. But now, it's not definite. What will happen if anything happens to Mr. Mugabe? He steps down, he exits the stage when this issue is not clarified.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zulu. Probably before I go to that question, there is a contribution that I want to make, which I feel strongly about,
mm-hmm.
on Emmerson, on what will happen if Emmerson is kicked out. I think I've been following how ZANU-PF has been moving in the past few months, and ZANU-PF has been, you know, trying to energize its youth and its women constituents. I don't know if you and the listeners have been following that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why has it been doing that? It has been doing that precisely to ensure that, you know, if the war veterans decide to ditch ZANU-PF, ZANU-PF will still remain strong.
Mm-hmm.
So ZANU-PF has been strategically moving away from war veterans as its, strongest support base to youth and women. And if you listen to the speeches by a number of, ZANU-PF leaders, including Grace Mugabe, they have been emphasizing youth and women
mm-hmm.
in those youth interface rallies. So that's the dimension that I think we need to highlight. ZANU-PF seems to be moving towards, youth and women as itself. Coming back to the question that you have posed, which is what will happen if Mugabe were to exit the scene at this very point in time? I think we have a situation, an unenviable situation, which could lead to chaos.
Thank you, thank you, Dr. Mkonza. Thank you. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, and we have to leave it there. So we want to thank you, Dr. Rigim Mkonza, a political analyst, and also Mr. Fortune Mlalanzi, political analyst. Both are based in South Africa. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our crew behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Skube saying have a lovely weekend.
Bye-bye.